Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey, restaurant owners, operators, and managers out there. Today, we're going to talk about recipe costing, but we're going to talk about why I hate a lot of the very detailed, very expensive software tools that claim to make restaurant costing easy for you and your restaurant. Coming up right now. Hey everybody, Ryan Gronfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as clickbacon.com and scalemyrestaurant.com. Now, I have put out a lot of videos on costing out recipes and calculating food costs and costs of goods sold in your restaurant, and we're going to put a link to that up here or up here. I'm not exactly sure how this works, but we're going to put a link to that up there, and I encourage you to go watch that. But this video is more about my theory behind costing. I'm going to get in big trouble for this, and that's okay. I'm willing to accept the challenge. Go ahead and type in your comments as you're watching this video. Please, I'm willing to accept it. I can take it. I'm a big boy. I'm going to get in big trouble for this. But I don't like all of these really popular, really big, really expensive software tools that are coming out that claim to make recipe costing simple for you. The reality is it's just not simple. Now, the software tools are good. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of them out there that are good. Some are great. But the challenge that I have for your average, everyday, ordinary operator is that it's not that the software is not good, it's that the process itself, I've put out videos on restaurant financials are just complicated, it's the process itself that's very complicated. So the reality is, it's just not that easy, and please don't get sold into the marketing of it's easy. Because it's not that easy is exactly why we've not included a detailed recipe costing module into our software ClickBacon, because we just found that it's way too difficult for your average person to do it. Is it important? Is it important to get exact recipe costs? Maybe. I'll let you make that determination when I'm done with this video here. But consider this. Let's assume that you're charging $11 for a hamburger right now, and after your perfect recipe costing, you find out that you should be charging more like $12.50 or $13 for that hamburger. Well, you can go ahead and raise the price, but are you going to make some of your guests angry? Are they going to not come in as often? Are they going to stop coming in just because you raise the price? Remember, your guests don't care what you pay. They only care what they pay, and that's all they should care about. But the reality is, maybe at $11 your burger was good, but at $13, is your burger still good? Is your location still good enough? Is your build out and your service still nice enough for a $13 hamburger? Because here's the reality. There's a lot of restaurants that I eat at that have good food, but it's good because it's cheap. Once that food gets more expensive, it's not that good anymore. I'm not going to eat at that restaurant anymore. So by knowing exactly what the cost is on your burger, are you going to make the burger smaller? Are you going to go to a lower quality meat? Are you going to go to a bun that's not as good? Of course you're not going to do that. So I'll make the argument throughout this video of what's really the point of knowing exactly what the cost of each recipe is. And I'm talking exacting, not average. I'm talking exacting. I'm going to make this argument over and over again. And here's one right now. You're going to make the argument that we need to do this for inventory reasons. But again, here's a video up here as to why I hate inventory. If you have less than 5 units and you're doing less than 5 million per location, generally speaking, I don't think you should be spending your time on a perfect inventory system and perfect recipe costing. Again, watch that video up there to learn more about my inventory methods and why I don't like the generally accepted inventory methods that most people are teaching in the restaurant business. But back to recipe costing. To me, it just comes down to time and resources. Wouldn't it be great to have a perfect system? Of course it would, but the amount of work that it's going to take for you to build that perfect system, you could be out shaking hands and kissing babies with your guests. You can be out making sure that your guests are having the most amazing experience, the best experience ever possible or imaginable, rather than sitting in an office working on these perfect recipes. And even if you did get perfect recipes, which you're likely not to because of all the challenges that go along with weights and measurements and conversions and changing things from purchase units to recipe units and having multiple different recipe units, all of the challenges that go along with this, if you've done this before, you know what I'm talking about. If you've never done it before, trust me, you're going to know if you try this. then that's assuming that all of the costs of all of your purchased items are up to date every single time you purchase. Remember, not all of your vendors are on an EDI system, especially if you're a smaller restaurant. You're probably working with some smaller vendors that don't support EDI. So even when these software tools claim that they're integrations and they integrate with all of this other stuff, the reality is you're still gonna have a lot of manual data to do anyways. And if you don't believe me, that's fine, but I can tell you right now, I've worked with chains. I worked with a chain that had 11 units, a very successful chain. It's been around for 40, 50 years with 11 units, 12 or 13 now, but at the time I was working with them a couple years ago, they had 11 units. They were paying $300 per month per unit, plus they needed another license for their home office. So 12 units at $300 each per month for over 3 years. And they didn't know their food costs. They didn't know their cost of goods sold. They didn't know each individual recipe cost. Why? Because it's hard. It's complicated. They didn't have the staff or the time to figure all this stuff out. They kept saying it was a priority, but then other things kept coming up. And so they never made it a priority. Now, why are they paying for all that software? Why are they fooling themselves? I don't know. I tried to teach them simpler systems. They didn't want to use it, but they still don't know the answers to these questions because they want the fancy tools. To me, I think a lot of this is ego driven. But more recently, literally last week, I spent 3 hours on the phone with an operator that I work with now trying to explain to him and his chef and his entire team how all of the work that they've been doing for the last 6 months paying for one of these tools has been wrong. And here's the way that they have to do it right. And when they finally grasp the concept of what I've been sharing with them and how they've been doing it wrong and how hard it is to do it right, literally their answer is, wow, this is a lot more work than I thought. And I'm like, I've been telling you that for 6 months. That's why I don't think you should be paying for the software. That's why I don't think you should be dedicating your resources. So again, I go back to, it's not that I don't want you to have perfect recipes and I don't want you to have perfect recipe costs. I should say recipe costs. It's that it's just not worth the time and the resources until you're big enough. When you're small, you got to go out and you got to shake hands and you got to kiss babies. Go out and sell a catering event. Take the time that you'd be sitting in the office, shake hands, sell a catering event. You're gonna make more money than you're gonna make knowing if your recipes are perfect or not. And the reality is, unless you're crushing it at the top line, it's not even gonna make that big of a difference. If your burger is awesome now and people love it, you can probably charge more for it. It's simple supply and demand theory. But if your burger's not awesome and people don't love it and you're not crushing it at the top line, knowing your recipe or knowing the cost of your recipes and charging more to your guests is not going to help you. You have a bigger issue. There's a reason people aren't coming into your restaurant. It's not because you're not charging more. It's because your product isn't good enough to charge more. Your product might not even be good enough right now. So knowing how much it costs and wanting to charge more is not going to help you. Now, again, if you're absolutely crushing it at the top line, if you've got 5 units doing 3, 4, 5 million, so you're doing 20, 25 million throughout your whole company, then maybe you should be considering this. But if you're an average restaurant doing a million, million and a half, 2 million, or even less than that, this should not be on your radar, in my opinion. The reality is that I know you're gonna make the argument of inventory. And if you haven't watched that video, let me just quickly explain it to you here. You can use a very simple formula to just take your weekly sales divided by your weekly purchases and get your weekly cost of goods sold throughout your whole menu. And that's going to be enough to tell you if you're even remotely in the ballpark of where you're supposed to be. Even better, use software like Bacon to incorporate rolling cost of goods sold and labor so you can get a prime cost. You can go to clickbacon.com to learn more about that. But also, once we know, are we even remotely where we're supposed to be, we can look at a PMIX and strategically make some decisions based on supply and demand, like I said, on whether we should be increasing prices or not, or whether we're hitting the mark for what our guests want. But we also have to be looking at factors like waste, theft, spoilage, over portioning and purchasing. And some of those things without massive inventory systems are hard to figure out unless you just get into the kitchen and get your hands dirty. So I've got some systems and processes and procedures to make this a little bit easier. But again, I just wanted to come out and say, I know a lot of you have been taught this, and I know that a lot of you want these perfect recipes and you want these perfect systems and you want these perfect tools and you want to pay all this money for the software that you think is going to make it easy for you. But there's nothing that replaces getting your hands dirty and doing some good hard work and just going out there and making sure your food's great every day, making sure your line is set up properly, making sure your guests are trained properly, making sure that you're exceeding your guests' expectations on every visit. Because one of the brands that I work with is absolutely crushing it. And they use my theories, my philosophies of kind of knowing. Are they good at it? Yes, they're very good at it. Are they great at it? No. But you know what they're great at? They're great at exceeding their guests' expectations on every visit. And they're not going to make any more money by investing hundreds of thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours and six months or a year of their time to figure out that maybe they could be charging 10 cents more. The reality is their guests are loving their product. They raise their prices all the time and the guests keep coming and they keep coming. And the bigger they get, the less they pay for products. They're able to negotiate their prices down. And so what we're looking at are things like portion controls. We're looking at things that we can control without having to go down the rabbit hole of these perfect software tools with perfect recipe costing because we focus on operations. There will be a day when they want to get more focused on bottom line, but right now we're just focused on growing this baby, building the top line, making sure that every guest expectations are exceeded, and we'll deal with the other stuff later when the company is big enough and they have the time and the resources and it's worth it for them. So instead of spending tens at thousands of dollars and hours of your time trying to get these perfect recipes, grab a piece of paper right now and cost it out. And just know, are you in the ballpark? If you're trying to cost out a hamburger, how much do you pay per pound? How many ounces are in your burger? What do you pay for the bun? What do you pay for a slice of cheese? What do you pay for a bag of French fries? And how many ounces of French fries are you putting on the plate? Add 10 or 20 cents for your lettuce and tomato and pickles, and you're done. That's it. It's that simple. And then you'll know, are you even remotely where you need to be? So I've always been a top line operator. I'm a top line guy. I believe in treating the guests great, treating your staff great, exceeding expectations, giving the guests everything they need, having them come back over and over and over again, and just absolutely loving your restaurant. While you need to know numbers, you only need to know a little bit until you're that big. I would highly encourage you, if you've tried recipe costing, if you're wanting to do inventory, if you're stuck, please check out ClickBacon, and please don't overcomplicate this. Restaurant financials and the restaurant business is complicated enough. We need some simple tools in our life to give us just the right amount of data that we need to know that we're operating within a range that's acceptable, and then go build the top line. I hope you enjoyed this week's video, and I look forward to those comments. I know you're gonna have comments here. I also think I forgot to mention, if I did forget to mention, there's another video that I wanna put a link up there for. It's about how to cost out your recipes, or how to cost out your menu items using supply and demand. It's called a market minus pricing model instead of a cost plus pricing model. The link is up there, watch that video. If I didn't mention it earlier, we're gonna put it up there for you now. I hope you enjoyed this week's video. I look forward to bringing you another one just like it. Remember, systems crave freedom, freedom creates value, and value creates scale. Have an absolutely amazing day. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.